This is Mr. Tolu Balogun. On the Work From Home podcast, I will be teaching you a lot of things you can do to upgrade your skills and be able to run a work from home business successfully. So stay with me and enjoy. Hi everyone, welcome to another exciting episode of the Work From Home podcast. With me today is Simone, and I'm super excited, as always, when I have, you know, guests with me that are going to bring a lot of knowledge and share with us. You know, she's someone who has been through her own fair share of challenges, and she has found a way around all of those to become the person that she is today. And we are going to, you know, enjoy our own experience, our unique experience, our unique perspective about life, and, you know, learn from Simone this morning. And I'm sure our story is definitely going to encourage a lot of people here today. Like, I'm very, very sure of that. So please, Simone, welcome to the Work From Home podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on your show today. I look forward to our conversation and sharing tips for the listeners.
Awesome. Great. So let's talk about your early years growing up. Give us some insight into what it was like growing up, actually.
Okay. So I had some health challenges when I was born with my lungs. So growing up, I'll give a cute little story maybe to start here. When I was 4 years old, I was at a fire hall, and it was my brother's graduation party, but there was a cousin's wedding coming up, and I was practicing to be Flower Girl. So I can still picture this day, me and my little cousin Mark Tate, you know, trotting down the aisle with family and friends and everybody just like, you know, applauding and stuff. And then the next thing I remember is sitting on, so basically it was my brother's day, but I stole the show that day, being the cute little Flower Girl, right? Next thing I know, I'm sitting in the dining room table at my parents' house, and my Flower Girl dress is tucked under my mom's arm. And I remember to this day crying, going, "But I can breathe, Mom, I can breathe." And here I had asthma that day, so I wasn't able to go and be Flower Girl. So some other little girl got to wear my cute dress that day. So basically those kinds of situations, you start to experience not being able to be included, even though you have the support, people are doing their absolute best to take care of your well-being, but that does lead to being excluded, which over time, you know, does cause doubt and has an impact on you. So in my case, I've had health challenges all my life, and, you know, and just little things would always crop up. In the end, I left the corporate world after almost two decades. Two decades in the corporate world. And, you know, when it came time to leave, I really didn't have much of a choice at that point in time. I was in systems, I worked a lot of hours, and the health challenges had just accumulated on top of each other. Even though I was always very health conscious, sometimes we just don't know, and others don't know the right actions for us.
True.
So I ended up leaving the corporate world, and I literally could not even walk a block to get a coffee to try to get through the day that day. I remember I was like standing on the street knowing the bank was one way, the coffee shop was another, and I was just trying not to collapse on the street. And actually coworkers came by and they saw me and they wanted to call ambulance. I was like, just please, just get me back and have my husband come get me. And he took one look at me. He said, you know, why don't you just leave? This job is killing you. And I think that story is relevant now because with the Great Resignation, a lot of people were leaving to find more work-life balance and better lifestyle and everything. And that all plays into my story. I left in 2008, so I've gained a lot of experience since then. And I think the first thing to point out from there is leaving alone you can create a new lifestyle in that, but we take ourselves forward. So if you're still taking the same habits that you've accumulated, that you are just ingrained in you forward, you could still have challenges building that lifestyle of well-being, building that business of success, and having a more balanced life. And because so basically, in my first 5 years of entrepreneurship, because I carried other habits forward, even though I was 100%, I thought, focused on my well-being, I shut down 3 times in the first 5 years because of my health.
Wow.
I still didn't get it right.
And years of entrepreneurship that you're talking about, this is time that you were working from home, right?
Yes. Wow. Yes. I had a multitude of health challenges. So my first business, it was literally, and I'm coming from a systems conversion environment, project management and everything. It was like, what can I do if I can only work for 2 hours a day and it's 2 in the morning? Those were the qualifications I used to build my first business. But then I started, and I ended up basically becoming an early virtual assistant before many people even really knew what they were. And a lesson there is I knew that wasn't what I wanted to do long term, but I also knew that I needed to gain entrepreneurial skills, and it was what I could do at the time. So, you know, I love the concept of following your passions, but you don't always have to start there. That's also can be building blocks to get there. So what ended up happening there is I really was fairly successful pretty early on in growing my business. I didn't have the right boundaries around my business, so I ended up overdoing it and having to shut down because of health challenges. And finally, I was doing quite well, and I wanted to do better, though, you know. And I went to a sales trainer, and I said, "How?" And I wanted to buy this expensive training program in downtown Pittsburgh. And he sat me down at the end, and he looked at a poster on the wall and had a triangle with mind, body, spirit. And he said, "Your mind and spirit are great, but until you learn how to take care of your health, your body, you're never going to achieve the success you desire." Hmm. I was like, wow. And he suggested I shut down for 6 months. And I was like, I was kind of in shock. Like, didn't he know I had already had 2 shutdowns and everything? But I knew he was right, because I had had a bad fall a year before I left the corporate world with significant back and neck injuries. And I still work around those every single day. Yeah. So I have built my business to accommodate those, and my last business to accommodate those. And, you know, he really did me one of the absolute best favors ever. And that's something I think for everyone listening to really take into account. You know, it is mind, body, and spirit. We need to take care of all three of those. Yes. It's so easy to get in the habit of pushing through. There's a lot of stigma around health challenges. Definitely a lot of stigma, and that causes us to try to maybe push through and do things like everybody else is doing. And then we have what I call a cycle of setbacks. Like, we can go and then we have setbacks. We can go and then we have setbacks. So it might be a day or two at a time. It might be a week. It might be a month. It might be a few months, but it ends up causing setbacks. And then that we have that's not sustainable for our business. It's not great for our clients. It's not great for our well-being. It's just really, overall, it creates a lot of chaos and overwhelm versus peace and calm and being able to share our gifts that we do have, everyone has to share.
Okay. So let me take you back a bit. You talked about shutting down about three times during the first 5 years.
Yes.
I also picked something there along the way that I don't know if I'm right, but it sounds more like you are someone that likes to go all out when you are delivering a service or a job or whatever you're doing. You go all out to get it done. Even as the sales coach said, at the expense of your health, you are a doer. And because you are a doer, the work from home lifestyle is perfect for you. People want to get to work with them because you achieve results. But then it also comes at the expense of your health. Did I get that right?
Absolutely. Yes, you got it. You hit it right on the nose there. I love to be very service oriented. So creating a customer service, and that just brings in like so many other details too. And yes, you're absolutely right. And a lot of us are like that. And it comes down to pacing. You can still deliver high quality. You can still be a doer, but it's about pacing. It's about knowing how to listen to your body. So really getting into, I like to look at it. There's two foundations to your success, the foundation of you and the foundation of your business. Mm. And so when it comes to self-care, I look at self-care as a lifestyle. It's everything you do, all your thoughts, all your actions. It's intertwined with how you run your business. It's not, and just like really bringing in the work-life balance thing there. When I talk about balance, I'm typically talking about inner balance, being in alignment. Because sometimes you might need to focus in one area of your life more than another. So the more you're aligned, I look at everything also as giving energy or taking energy. So if you're if you're building your business in a way that isn't aligned with your beliefs and your values, that's going to drain you emotionally, which could impact you physically as well. So it's all about alignment. So when looking at like the building blocks per se of you, you're the foundation. I like to look at our challenges as gifts.
Okay.
It's gifts of information. It's information we can use to better serve and to work around. So when you think about the foundation of you, it's like starting with awareness and acceptance. If you don't, you have to slow down enough. And if you're coming from a work environment, that's a transition period. So it's just something to be cognizant about, am I carrying habits forward? Am I like not leaving my desk for hours at a time versus taking little, you know, 2 minute breaks, 10 minute breaks. Yeah. I work a pretty flexible schedule and I do that on purpose. But you know, you find what works for you. And that awareness is also about honesty with yourself.
Sure.
And that means sitting down without distraction. You know, then there's different things for different people, whether it's journaling, and that can be asking yourself simple questions. What's my challenge today? What's holding me back? And any one action to start to move forward on self-awareness can greatly impact decisions. And then I look at too, the foundation of you, then are, you know, what are the challenges? Once we start to acknowledge what are, I like to say everybody has some limitation. None of us can be great at everything. And it's considered weak to say, unfortunately, it's often considered weak to say that we have challenges or limitations, but that's why we push through and deny them. So it's really stepping outside societal and cultural norms and saying, yeah, you know what? I do have a challenge with that and it's okay. So maybe you need extra sleep. Maybe you need something to manage pain. Maybe your challenges are around childcare. And, you know, everybody does have challenges that impact. In my case, I didn't look up for 11 years after a fall. I was never supposed to be able to. I've had years where I could hardly use my arms. I've had years where I couldn't sit at a desk. So I've only, you know, I actually recently got back to the desk just a few years ago, after a lapse of a couple years. So it takes, it's something that takes a lot of monitoring, a lot of work, and sometimes a strategy to get around, but we have to be honest with ourselves. That's the biggest thing. And it's really hard to do.
I mean, I like the fact that you mentioned being honest with ourselves. That's like you've mentioned a couple of times while talking, is the point of accepting that this limitation actually exists. Because until you can actually accept that there's a limitation that exists, you are unable to then chart a plan that would help you to become, I mean, to still be the same person that you are, that can deliver results and can still maintain or manage whatever limitations that you have. So that would make me want to ask the next question, which is, what are some of the ways or some of the strategies that you have used personally to look at? I mean, we've talked about so many challenges and I'm here thinking, I'm like, all of this is happening to just one human being And then she's still here, she's still able to get a lot of stuff done. And more importantly, she has a passion to also help people who have so many challenges to still cope with life and become great human beings that they are meant to be. So what are some of those practical strategies that you had to, you know, look at and say, okay, this is what I did, and then these are some of the results that I achieved?
Okay. I'd like to call it what you just sort of referenced is, I like to say the world truly is a better place when we each live our best life. So that is part of my drive and passion, because there are so many individuals with so much to give, but because of health challenges and quite frankly, very few of us live with optimal health. Very few. Sure. And half the population has chronic health challenges. So that is right there. We all together make this a better place. So strategies is slowing down, listening to my body. And I create a flare up management plan, which, but it ties into business. So it's really about understanding where you want to go with the business. And I'd like to come back to the business, definitely. But from the perspective of, if I push myself and I can't work for a couple of days, what's the financial impact? What's the emotional impact? And when you start to that financial impact could be losing a client, having to shut your business down temporarily. Hello. And it could be having to put expenses out. Maybe you need extra massages, or maybe you need extra care. Maybe it causes expenses. And when you start to do that, it's easier to see, oh my gosh, yeah, you know what? I need to take that little rest right now, because if I don't, and what I have found, so basically it's applying the 80-20 rule. Okay. To managing your health and symptoms if you have health challenges. So for example, sometimes it's easy for some people to get so overwhelmed that they shut down and just try to push through, or hyper-focused, hyper-vigilant on everything. And that also is paralyzing. So what are the ones, what symptoms, what triggers impact you the most? Those are your red flags. And we plan around that. And what I have found is when people start to do that, is they actually find that they're working more, because they're working breaks in, they're maybe calendaring little pauses. Maybe they're saying no to some clients because that's not going to be good for my health and well-being. And then they end up working more hours more consistently. So they think they're going to like, oh, I can't do that. How do I take little rest? I got so much to do. But you're not constantly catching up. So they actually are able to do more. So I love that strategy. And then when it comes to identifying or actual challenge, I refer to that as the power of I can't. And it's how I realized in hindsight, I have lived my life is once I say I can't do something, and it's about acceptance. It's very empowering. If I don't say, hey, I can't sit at my desk and be efficient, I'm going to keep trying to do it. And it's going to wear me down. Once I say, I can't do that, I'm going to think totally different and find other solutions. Now I can find solutions that work for me, that work for my business, that are good for my clients. So maybe it is standing more. Maybe it's working out of a leaning chair. Maybe, you know, there are times I worked out of bed. Nobody knew. So thankfully, I think those days are long over, but those were part of my journey to get to where I am. So that it's about that acceptance and then building your business around that.
Concisely what you're saying is, you understand the challenges, you understand how to deal with those challenges. And then you also build your business around those challenges to make sure that whatever challenges you have and whatever solutions you have to those challenges will still leave you productive and effective at business. And more importantly, to say no when you feel a certain opportunity is not good for you, because that will damage your business, that will give you bad reviews, that will leave you emotionally unhappy. Because nobody wants to lose a client. We all want to work with people that we are vibing with. We all want to work with people that enjoy our company. We all want to work with people that will recommend us to someone else. But when we have someone who we already... And I think this is not just me, But a lot of times, when a client is not the right person for you, you know, at the onset that this person, I don't feel like I should work with this person. But and then sometimes you just be like, I think the offer is good. Let's see how it goes, and it never really goes far.
Exactly. Yeah. You so often will see in groups and that people asking about the, oh, this client, they're causing me so much stress. And yes. And I used to have a policy in place where I would let, when I had my marketing boutique for 10 plus years, essentially look through, was there one client a year that I should let go to move forward more? And when letting go, I would also refer if I could. You know, and even when I had like shutdown, it would be what peer can I work with to transfer my clients to make sure they're well cared for. So you can do that in a good way that's good for everybody. And it really truly does end up being better for them as well. But also, I'd like to point out, like, when you look at the foundation of your business, there's so much. I am 100% aligned with, you know, if you can work in your passion, if we want to make an impact and so forth. But at the same token, there's so much sales out there around growing your business to 100K, 200K, seven figures, whatever, very quickly. I guess, you know, be wary, because you're building your business on external forces versus what's inside you. And that can get you in trouble for pushing too much, working through. Again, you're trying to do things like everybody else. And it can be successful, for a lot of people, but you need to think about what's right for you. So one of the first things I like to have individuals do is think about what are your limitations? What are your needs? And we tend to overlook that and build, and here's the business and I'm building this business. And if we're working from home and it's part of our lifestyle, like, don't look at it as such a vertical pillar. You know, it's intertwined with us. It's intertwined with our lifestyle. So what kind of lifestyle do we want? If you want to build a lifestyle that, you know, you're working, it has more flexibility and so forth, you need to take that account when you're building the model and long-term strategy up front. So it comes, that's where the self-awareness of yourself and your needs and your limitations and the need to be honest, how it ties into the business, because then now you build a model that's aligned with who you are, your beliefs, your values and everything, and your needs. And I can't overstress that, your needs enough, because I have lived in denial for so many things, pushed through, and I know where it's gotten me versus once I started accepting it and incorporating self-compassion. Then it's also really important to take care of the foundations, your legal, your accounting, you know, your systems. These are the things that help give peace of mind over time and build your business for sustainability instead of build this real fast, make lots of money. And then it ends up with overwhelm and chaos and may not be sustainable for you. And when I talk about like financial needs, that doesn't mean that you can't have the goal of making a lot more money and so forth. But as you gain more skills, as you build your network, as you build your experience, you can build on that and you can expand on that. So sometimes I think shooting too high too quickly without the foundation leads to not making it, and having to shut down or having a lot of stress or leading to health challenges or leading to unmanaged health challenges and so forth.
Wow. I mean, I like a lot of stuff that you talked about there. And one that really caught my attention the most is the, you said shooting too high too quickly, because you have to be, how do I put it? There was something I was listening to earlier today that talked about getting stuff done and not waiting till you are exactly ready before you get stuff done. But even while you are getting started and getting stuff done, we shouldn't set ambitious goals, but we should not set time-bound goals that are not feasible enough. Because there's one thing I believe about work a lot is when you set goals that are not achievable and you don't achieve them, it affects you psychologically and
yes.
you don't feel like a success. But when mm-hmm. you set goals that are very feasible, you know that, okay, I'm planning to, at the moment you are doing like maybe 6K months and you are setting a goal of like in the next 3 months, I want to be able to get to 10K months. And you look within your circle, you say that, okay, if I can get so this person and this person to give me one referral each, I should be able to get to my 10K months. And then you work towards it and you go through that 3 months process to make sure that you get a referral each from each of those people. And then maybe you get 2 referrals from them and not from the third person. You are still very close to it. And maybe on your 4th month, you eventually hit your 10K months. But instead of that, some people might, as you have said, set a goal of, no, I want to be doing 20K months. And you're just at 60 mm-hmm. within the next 3 months. And I mean, you don't have the systems in place, number one, to even yes. say that you want to absorb enough clientele. You don't have the workforce in place to absorb the new set of people. And then, I mean, at the end of the day, you don't eat it. And then, or you even eat 12K. Let's even imagine you eat 12K and then you are unable mm-hmm. to deliver. You are unable to meet deadlines and everything is just a mess. And by the 5th or 6th month, you lose maybe like some 3 or 4 clients and then you're back to maybe like 4K months again. It's, yes. It's not good enough.
Exactly. Whatever challenge you have in your life is going mm-hmm. to be exaggerated. I mean, the one time I grew very quickly 3 times in a row and I surpassed my financial goals, but I ended up in liver failure.
Wow.
So I had to pull my business back, whatever our challenges are going to be definitely exaggerated. And I guess if you're looking to truly bring a more balanced lifestyle with more peace, with more joy, and to be able to share your impact more, my personal belief is when you do it in a sustainable way, you get to do that in a much better, more impactful way without all the chaos. And it is more about inner balance and still having that powerful impact that you want to have. It's definitely growing too quickly, not having, so I like to refer to it as boundaries around the business, whether it's boundaries around a client, that they aren't taking too much of your time. They aren't constantly coming in and incorporating that into your agreements. Like if you have a challenge that you need a little longer turnaround, put that in your agreement. Don't do 24-hour turnarounds if you have a lot of health challenges. Make it 72 or 3 days or 5 days. And another boundary around your business, again, is not growing too quickly. Looking at your systems. Are you ready for that next phase? Are you ready to take that on? And then also is emotional separation from your business. Just like if you have health challenges, I like to say you're more than your health. Your illness or illnesses do not define you. Your business doesn't 100% define you either. It's part of you. There too. So if you aren't meeting some goals, because it is easy if we set these goals and we don't achieve them to feel like we're failing, even though we may be doing really well. And what you said about when you mentioned about setting too high, it made me think of like when you do a project, when you break it down into smaller pieces, mm-hmm. it's much more manageable. When you grow your business in smaller steps, it's much more manageable and you have more control over where that's going.
Absolutely. You mentioned a particular resource when we were talking earlier. Can you please go over that again? I really can't remember what you called it.
What? The power of I can't.
You mentioned the resource that you have for people that are trying to manage challenges and with their business or stuff or something like that. I really can't remember.
Okay. For more information, my website is SimoneG, as in George.net. So again, that's SimoneG.net. I do have a resource for, I like to say, building your own dream team, like around all areas of your life. And there's I do have a guide out there at balanceupyourdreamteam.com where people can download to work on adding that first person to your team who can help you, whether it's around your well-being, your business, etc. So those are a couple resources there. But on my site are a lot of blogs around this kind of content and resources and a shop page with services that I do offer.
Okay, great. So the links to how people can connect with you on social media are also going to be in the show notes. So if you are someone that you live more frequently on social media than visiting websites, by all means, go through the show notes and find the best way to connect with Simone. And I'm sure you've learned a lot about through our conversation today. Don't forget to share with your friends, your families, and even those you hate. You never know if that is going to make you guys become closer. So Simone, please give us one last advice for people who have health challenges out there and really, really want to, enter the entrepreneurship space, but they feel so down, there's no need to even keep trying because it's never going to work.
Oh, wow. That's a great question. I truly believe that you can build a business around if you do have a lot of limitations. I have been diagnosed with 20 plus conditions. I have severe back and neck injuries. I've been told I would be in nonstop pain and just miserable 100% of the time. And to the point of the doctor pulling my MRI up and saying, give us time, we'll be right. When you slow down, listen to your body, keep that hope. I understand it's easy to that when you have a lot of challenges, you can get into a place where it feels like you're existing each day. You're just trying to get through, and it might feel like you're starting to lose a sense of who you are. That just be patient. Give yourself self-compassion. Maybe that's it. Give yourself self-compassion. Everybody has struggles. And then approach life with curiosity. How can I? What little change can I do? And start to think forward and to truly believe in yourself that you can do this.
Absolutely. So the keyword there, believe in yourself and don't doubt you can do this. If Simone can do it, you definitely can do it. And if you feel like you, as I said, you still need someone to chat with, I'm sure she has services that you can jump on that will be of great value to you. You've seen how much value she has produced for us in just the last 30 minutes. And I urge you and I encourage you to not, doubt yourself, believe in yourself, and work with someone who will also believe with you, like Simone would. So thank you guys for being with us on the Work From Home podcast. We'll catch you guys some other time, definitely next week. So not just some other time, next week, Monday. Have a great time, guys.